It's the Agribusiness Report.
China is not working with clean load either.
Idaho Senator Mike Crapo on Thursday, floor of the Senate, talking about his and Joe Manchin's bipartisan legislation to defund EPA's rule designed to phase out gas-powered cars and trucks in favor of EVs.
As my colleague from Wyoming talked about, they're putting out unclean load in the terms of this debate every single day at massive amounts higher than ours. So what are we going to do? We're going to make the United States vehicle industry dependent on China. We're going to make the United States citizens who drive cars and trucks dependent on China and reduce our economic independence from China's anti-competitive pressures. That's what this debate really is about. The EPA's rule is the most aggressive form of tailpipe emission standard ever crafted and imposes a de facto electric vehicle mandate on the American people. Under the rule, automakers must decrease their average fleet-wide emissions by more than 50%, down from the current 192 grams of CO2 per mile to just 85 grams per mile in less than 10 years in order to be compliant. The only way that these standards could possibly be met is through the mass production and adoption of electric vehicles, a fact of which the Biden administration and the Biden EPA is well aware. Once again, increasing our reliance on China. The rule effectively regulates gas-powered vehicles, cars and trucks, out of the marketplace, which, make no mistake, is the goal of this administration. As a result of the rule, internal combustion engines, or ICE vehicles, which still represent the overwhelming majority of new car sales in the United States, can make up no more than 30% of the new sales by 2032, if automakers are even able to be compliant with these standards. The rule represents yet another attempt by the Biden administration to use the rulemaking process to force its costly climate agenda on Americans and pick winners or losers in our free market. These emission standards go too far and will restrict affordable vehicle choices for families, harm U.S. businesses, degrade our energy and national security, and hand the keys of our automotive industry over to China, which currently dominates the entire electric vehicle supply chain and has no intention of reducing the carbon intensity of its economy anytime soon. The personal decision of what a consumer chooses to drive should not be made by Washington, let alone by circumventing Congress. I urge my Republican colleagues and my Democrat colleagues to join me in voting yes on this legislation to prevent American taxpayer dollars from being used to implement, administer, or enforce this disastrous EPA rule.
Similar rule had already passed the House, went for a vote on Thursday afternoon.
Is there a sufficient second? There appears to be. The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Baldwin, Mr. Barrasso, Mr. Bennett, Mrs. Blackburn, Mr. Blumenthal, Mr. Booker, Mr. Bozeman, Mr. Braun, Mrs. Britt.
Even though it did pass, the House did not pass the Senate. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.